FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Ride of the Rohirrim, one of many yes moments in The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. When the riders of Rohan assemble on the ridge, King Theoden delivers a rousing speech and they charge down the hill, smashing into the army of orcs. Sorry, I'm geeking out a bit. Good evening to you. Nick Plummer here, starting your rapid downhill charge to a victorious weekend. Now, according to director Peter Jackson, with 6,000 horses and riders, it was the largest cavalry charge ever filmed. Now, I played that for the memory of Bernard Hill, the actor who played King Theoden, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Here's the march from the 1936 science fiction film Things to Come. We'll be right back. The March from Things to Come, written by Arthur Bliss. John Barry up next with his stirring theme from Zulu, which was the movie that launched Michael Caine's film career. Now, not a lot of people know that. John Barry's theme from Zulu. For the 1941 film Dangerous Moonlight, director Brian Desmond Hirst approached an ailing Sergei Rachmaninoff to write the score. He declined, so the producers wheeled in Richard Adinsel with the brief to write the score, including a piano concerto in the style of Rachmaninoff. The result was the Warsaw Concerto. Richard Adinsel's Warsaw Concerto, used in the film Dangerous Moonlight. We started the program with music from the Peter Jackson film adaptation of The Lord of the Rings, and we return, somewhat tenuously, to the author of said fantasy novel, J.R.R. Tolkien, and the 2019 biographical drama which tells his early life and explains the influences which led him to write his famous stories. The music to Tolkien was by Thomas Newman. Thomas Newman's score to Tolkien. Now, for some strange reason, we've not yet heard Kermit the Frog singing on this program. And for now, we still won't hear him singing. But we will hear Rolando Viathon singing Kermit's song, The Rainbow Connection, from The Muppet Movie.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. Choose to believe it. I know the wrong way to see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Rolando Viathon with The Rainbow Connection from The Muppet Movie.
FMR at the Movies.
The 1969 film Midnight Cowboy isn't easy to watch, being effectively a peep show into Manhattan lowlife. It's not particularly shocking by today's standards, but it has definitely withstood the test of time.
Thank you.
John Barry's haunting theme from Midnight Cowboy. Brian De Palma's 1987 crime drama The Untouchables has been described as vulgar, violent, funny, and sometimes breathtakingly beautiful. Ennio Morricone wrote the score, but there is one moment where Robert De Niro's Al Capone ironically pretends to be tremendously affected by Vesti la Giubba from Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, while he is being informed that Sean Connery's character Jim Malone has been murdered. Soloist was Carlo Bergonzi with Vesti la Giubba from Leoncavallo's Pagliacci, used in The Untouchables. Let's soften the drama a little with the Hymn to the Fallen. From Saving Private Ryan in 1998, John Williams' subtle, pragmatic, and quietly heroic Hymn to the Fallen. English composer Michael Nyman is probably best known for his film scores, but is also an accomplished orchestral and chamber music composer and a filmmaker, having made more than 80 movies. His most popular film score would be the multi-platinum soundtrack album to Jane Campion's The Piano. Michael Nyman's score to The Piano from 1993. Now, for one of my favourite movie themes, the wonderfully simple, nostalgic music to Cinema Paradiso, written by Ennio Morricone.
Thank you.
A sorbet for the ears, Ennio Morricone's beautifully nostalgic Cinema Paradiso, or Cinema Paradiso, whatever you will. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time, but not before we hear once more from John Williams, with music from Star Wars Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, and The Battle of the Heroes. Battle of the Heroes, from John Williams' score to Star Wars Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, closing the show for this week. I'm Nick Plummer. Thank you for your company this evening. Why don't you join me the next time FMR goes to the movies?